First item here after the breaks, I think we will take up the finalization on the Indian Springs boating restriction. Kevin, are you going to handle that?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, Secretary Hepler. Kevin Roblin here, Special Projects Coordinator. If I could turn your attention to page 21 in your books. This is the only finalization sheet we have up for discussion today. This finalization sheet is regarding two changes to Indian Springs Lake in Clark County. These rule changes are as follows. The first one would be adding a no discharge of a weapon from a boat on the waters west of a half mile east of 427th Avenue. So 427th Avenue there, you can see on the picture. Again, that's on page 21 in your books. you can see that section line 427, and this would be, the boundary line would be a half mile east of that section line. Those dates then of the no discharge of a weapon from a boat would be from October 10th to December 31st. Now, please recall though, it is from a boat, and very seldom is there open water all the way until December 31st. So that would likely be frozen before that time. Therefore, ice fishermen or other folks that would like to utilize the frozen lake before December 31st could do so. That first rule there is just no discharging of a weapon from a boat. The second rule that is in front of you today would be add fishing from a boat is prohibited on the waters west of a half mile east of 427th Avenue. That would be the same boundary I just described here earlier, within Indian Springs from October 10th to December 31st. Now again, that fishing prohibition would only occur on open water because it's from a boat. And therefore, when that lake is frozen, ice fishing could occur. It does not say no fishing altogether until December 31st. It just says no fishing from a boat. So, kind of to give you a little bit of history on the rule proposal. We've met with all of these landowners. Game Fish and Parks has talked to all the folks that are surrounding this water body. And it was upon the request of one individual landowner, or a couple of them, I should say, they're not just one, that own about 60% of this water body, the flooded property underneath this water body. A lot of it there is shaded in the map. And you know, their concern is disturbance to staging waterfall. And they came to the department and obviously the commission to propose a rule change that would alleviate some of that waterfall disturbance. Now, Indian Springs, you know, is we considered a non-meandered water body because the water underneath of it is flooded, deeded private property. Now there's some, somebody could argue one way or another where the meandered line is on Antelope, but that's not really part of the discussion today. The part of the discussion today is rule promulgation that is trying to address the issue of disturbance to waterfall. The flip side to this proposal could be the landowner could potentially buoy this lake off and use 4123 Section 5 in the new legislation, the Open Water Compromise, and close the lake 12 months a year. I cannot speak for them. I don't know for certain if they would do so, but that could be an option for those landowners to do so, where they could close the entire water body 12 months a year under 4123-5. So this is kind of a middle of the road. This is a different process, though. This is rule promulgation through the commission. This isn't necessarily tied directly to non-meandered water legislation whatsoever. This is rule promulgation, and the idea behind this is to eliminate some waterfall disturbance, you know, that the landowners requested to eliminate. With that, are there any questions?
Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead, Commissioner Phillips.
So if I understand you correct, Kevin, if this freezes up, and somebody can walk out there on the ice, they can discharge a weapon.
Yes, thank you. Through the chair.
Go ahead.
Yes, that is correct, Commissioner Phillips. Once this lake were to freeze over, The rule only prohibits them from discharging a firearm from a boat or fishing from a boat. So they could take a four-wheeler across that ice. They could walk out on that ice. They could do whatever they shall please on that ice, because these rules would not impact any use on frozen water at that point, unless they're on the ice with a boat, I guess, would be the only time. But I don't suspect them using a boat on ice. So, yes.
Go ahead, Commissioner Olson.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. Commissioner Olson, Kevin, what happens if the commission doesn't support this finalization and it's not passed? And what's step two?
Through the chair.
Go ahead.
Commissioner Olson, I can't speak for certain, in regards to what the landowners would do next. This discussion was something they, in a sense, is a compromise approach where the landowners, they would like to see a minimal disturbance to the waterfall during a certain time of year when they utilized their flooded deeded property for waterfall hunting. Now, one of the alternatives could be they could buoy 60%+ of Indian Springs with buoys and closed non-mannered water signs. That is a potential alternative for 12 months of the year. Essentially, it could be the alternative if the commission does not take action on this proposal.
So we're basically creating a refuge.
Can we hold up for just a minute?
Okay.
Our previous question, I just need to get this right. Yeah.
So Tony just brought to my attention a statute, 412315. And one thing that, should be noted before we move forward too is walking, wading, standing, or operating motor vehicle on bed of a non-meandered lake or trapping or hunting on frozen surface without permission is prohibited. No person may walk, wade, stand, or operate a motor vehicle on the bed of a non-meandered lake or trap or hunt on the frozen surface above private property without permission from the landowner. So I stand corrected on, they could do whatever they want on that frozen property. They could fish that frozen property. But then again, they could not hunt or trap on that frozen property. So thank you, Tony, for the clarification.
And so is it basically a refuge then?
Yes, through the chair.
Yes.
Commissioner Jensen, sorry for that interruption there. What essentially this would do is it would make it a waterfall. I wouldn't call it necessarily a refuge, but an area of, an area that isn't prone to disturbance from fishermen and hunters that are hunting out of a boat. A refuge would likely be a closed area to hunting altogether, but remember, with permission from the landowners, you could hunt from shore. But this is just to eliminate the disturbance factor of those waterfall that are on that open water. Indian Springs is a very popular fishing lake. It became a very popular fishing lake in about 2008. And it does get utilized quite extensively, but those boats then that are out there fishing have a tendency, as to what the landowner has been communicating with the department, to chase those waterfall off that water body. So in a sense, this could, provide a refuge type status to that area of closed water during that time frame.
And you said the landowners were contacted predominantly here?
Commissioner Jensen, yes, the landowners, you've heard from a few of them today, and they're not all in favor of it. I'll admit that. And you've heard from two of the landowners out of the, I believe, nine on Indian Springs. There is the landowner, though, that owns the vast majority of this shaded area on the map, is about 67% of the entire lake is owned by a group of landowners, I should say, or two landowners that are brothers, and they would have it, that they own the vast majority of that lake. Now remember too, the lake, the other third of the lake, essentially on the east side, would not be closed at all 12 months of the year, unless other landowners came potentially to the commission or to Game Fish and Parks and requested that. So there would be still some recreational opportunities on that eastern portion of the lake from October 10th till when it freezes. And then once that lake freezes, there would be the opportunity to fish the entire basin.
So that's the blue portion.
Yes, that blue portion on your map would remain open 12 months a year, unless some other landowners came up and requested that potential closure, which would have to go through rule promulgation once again.
Are there further questions? Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we approve this finalization. Any other comments or questions? All in favor would say aye.
Aye.
And opposed? It's approved. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.